We cross over live to Mauritius, our beloved Hazratul Fadilatul Ustad Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa rafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein, the first of Rajab 1440. Let us read all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, it is the first of Rajab in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid Al-Aqsa, and in South Africa and majority parts of the world. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So we read the following dua as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, grant us barakah, blessings during this month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and spare and preserve us, O beloved Allah, for the sacred month of Ramadan. Similarly, O esteemed listeners, let us read the Masnoon and Sunnah dua which Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us whenever the Islamic lunar month commences. Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. These words, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. So therefore it means, O Almighty Allah, make this month a month of khair and goodness for us, our families, and the Ummah at large. Wa Rushdin, and make it a month of righteousness, where we are in righteousness all the time, and we practice the deen of Islam truly according to the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, and according to the Sahaba and the four schools, without fear and favor. So we read Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today we discuss Surah Ahqaf, chapter number 46. And that is, Surah Ahqaf was revealed in Makkah Mukarrama, and it comprises so many verses. I will give you the exact amount now, 35 verses, Alhamdulillah. And all Majjallah in this very Surah teaches us, Inna alladhina qalu rabbunallah. Verily those people who say, Almighty Allah is our sustainer, nourisher, provider. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and thereafter they remain steadfast. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and there is no fear upon them and no sadness for them. Hence it shows that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, we cannot be part-time Muslims. We must be full-time, devoted, dedicated Muslims, whether in private or public, whether in khalwa and jalwa, whether in safar or hadar, in a journey or at our hometown. Almighty Allah shows us why our parents are so special. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. Almighty Allah commands human being to do good to the parents. حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَأَتُ كُرْهًا. And our honorable mother, they carried us with difficulty. As the gestation, the pregnancy continued, then their feet were swelling up. There was difficulty. They were vomiting. وَوَضَأَتْهُ كُرْهَا, and she gave birth. Therefore, they called it labor pains with much difficulty. And, O parent, today you are so concerned regarding your flowers and your beloved children. Learn this dua, memorize it, and read it daily, abundantly, profusely. Surah 46, verse 15, 1-5. وَأَسْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, that, O Allah, that you bring about reform, piety, goodness in my children, in my progeny. Read with me, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Surah 46, verse 15. O Allah, bring about piety, reform, goodness in my family and in my progeny. Almighty Allah tells us in Surah 46, verse number 20, Almighty Allah teaches us that وَيَوْمَ يُؤْرَدُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ, the non-Muslims on the day of justice will be presented to the fire. It will be announced to them all the good they did in this world, their charity, their good character, their generosity. أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا, all the good you did, you received the reward in this worldly life and you enjoyed it. But today, فَالْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, today you will be punished the punishment of humiliation and disgrace because of your arrogance on this earth, بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ, without justification, وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَفْسُقُونَ, and because you were transgressing فَاسِقْ. Fasiq means to go beyond the boundaries and the limits which are designated by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The people of Aad, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَوْمْ هُودًا, they were living in a time when there was famine and drought. They would challenge and reject and refute the message of Nabi Hud alayhi salam. Almighty Allah sent clouds. They started rejoicing, thinking the rain has come. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ, when they saw the clouds facing their valleys and homes, they said, هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْتِرُنَا, the rain has come. But nay, رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, it was a terrible punishment, decimated, annihilated, and destroyed them. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. The ayat I recited, وَيَوْمَ يُؤْرَدُ الَّذِينَ, Surah 46 verse 20, said Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu, and the genius, you should read that ayat. Look at that ayat. It's got the word kafaru mentioned, but yet you should read it and weep and cry. You say, oh Allah, during my reign, so many victories, so much booty and spoils of war. Maybe it happens that tomorrow on the day of justice you tell Umar, أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا, Almighty Allah favors us. We need to make shukr and think, as said Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Allah, do not let it be, أُجِّلَتْ لَنَا الْحَسَنَاتِ, the words of Sayyidina Umar, that you are rewarding us everything here in this world, and there is nothing for us in the year after. He was guaranteed Jannah by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but yet would weep when reading that verse. That is called taqwa and true piety. Thereafter, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is telling us, فَصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْأَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ, always remain patient and endure, like the five messengers, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam. So whatever happens, we must always stick to the truth without fear and favor, and exercise patience and endurance. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, Almighty Allah gives honor to whomsoever He wishes, and Almighty Allah disgraces whomsoever He wishes. Alhamdulillah, yea, in Mauritius, it is 7 o'clock now by you, it is around 5 o'clock on Arafat, and yesterday was a very exciting day. Then Mufti Huzaifa took me to it. They said, I knew nothing about it, but there's one huge newspaper here, national newspaper, and it is called The Star, and it is in the French language, so they wanted to interview me. So I told Mufti Huzaifa, fine. So we went there, and the brother there, Fakhruddin, that about half an hour or so, he had the interview, he made all the notes, and he said, this weekend, Saturday, Sunday. So I told him, but I do not know French. So Mufti Huzaifa said, inshallah, he will translate it and send it to me, regarding the interview we had with the Star newspaper here in Mauritius, alhamdulillah. Then last night in the Dawat Islamiya Masjid, we had a wonderful program after Isha, and about finished up about 10 o'clock, and very, very big crowd with the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and we spoke about the Ahlul Bayt, and who are the family of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and why we should love them, and what happens with those people who do not love the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam and Sahaba, Allah forbid. So it is part of our Iman that we must love the Sahaba. And mashallah, I met the president of Mauritius. He was president for the past, for 10 years, and now he's the ex-president, and he is called president, ex-president now. Mashallah, he was in a masjid last night, this morning, Fajr time also, I gave a talk, he was there. And mashallah, his name is brother, president, you know, Yutim. So his name goes as Yutim. Qassam, President Qassam Yutim. So I want, inshallah, I'm making an appointment with him for tomorrow morning, and I want to have a greater discussion with him. So he was the honorable president of Mauritius for 10 years, and now obviously that he resigned actually, and an interesting story which I'll explain some other time. And mashallah, we have the ex-mayor in whose house I'm staying, Dr. Abdullah Hussein. So he was mayor for 5 years in Port Louis, and here bearded a place called, you know, that Bio Basin. My French is not good, so I'm not pronouncing it so well. But anyway, so we had a good meeting yesterday, last night, after the talk. So all might Allah reward our brother, President, ex-president Qassam, and our Dr. Abdullah Hussein. By the time I came home, yeah, so it was already 11 o'clock or so, and then I wanted to retire, and when I looked at my phone, I see the phone was lighting up, and they had a big, so many people had questions regarding the moon issue there in South Africa. So when I looked at everything, so I made contact, and this is what happened. And I'll read to you what I have now in front of my phone. Nevertheless, so we received message, and I spoke to Moana Masood Park, and I was there last week at this time. Last week I was in Upington, and 120 kilometers away from Upington is a place called Khrobles Hoop. So there in Khrobles Hoop, mashallah, my cousin from Balfour, Moana Masood Parker's mother, so they're very close to us, my first cousin. So I said that let me go and visit Upington, hardly any ulama go. So Thursday I was there, and Friday morning, then Friday Jummah, Friday afternoon, evening, we were there in Upington last week. I even went to the place and I asked Muhammad Masood that where do you see the moon? So we went there, open field, and I even joked with him. I told him that the Rajab moon is coming up. Maybe you will be the only person to see the moon. And lo and behold, that's what happened, it seems. So anyway, so Muhammad Masood, I spoke to him last night. He said he went and three of them saw it, and we have confidence in them. And alhamdulillah, it was accepted by Majlisul Ulama, in whom we have 100% confidence regarding the moon sighting and so forth. And therefore, I sent the message on my Twitter, and I sent the tweet, and on the WhatsApp, and so many other places we send the message to, that according to us, the Markaz Sahaba, voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Majlisul Ulama, Jamiat Ulama Gauteng, Jamiat Ulama Western Cape, Jamiat Ulama Eastern Cape, and all of us agree that today is the first of Rajab, 1440, Alhamdulillah, and we should read the dua, so Allah mabarik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. So now they are telling me, some people, but Uksa say that they have not seen it in their territories or wherever they had their mancakers and the people. So we said, fine. So remember that, you know, that's their choice. We can't say anything. But this is a valid question you can ask me. Do we have confidence in the current Uksa? So no, we don't have much confidence in them for a variety of reasons. So number one is the president is a murtad, according to many, many ulama, and that is Majlisul Ulama, Jamiat Ulama Gauteng, Jamiat Ulama Northern Cape, Jamiat Ulama Western Cape, and so many other reasons. So they promote the TV and the so-called halal chicken, and that halal stamp is not worth the paper on which is written. So therefore, we have very little confidence in them. I asked Moana Masood Parker now this morning that after your sighting, did anybody contact you? So this is what he writes here. I'm reading to you. No one contacted me for the sighting from Uksa. So this is what he's saying now. From last night till now, nobody contacted him. So they might have contacted him before, but now last night, nobody contacted him from Uksa. So therefore, we should look at things in a proper perspective. We can have different opinions, but let us be honest about issues, and we don't have to curry favor with anybody, any organization, any person, any politician, or any government. Our aim and objective in life must be to protect and promote the deen of Islam. And remember, according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, so to you, South Africans, my message to you is yes, today is the 1st of Rajab, 1440. Sighting took place in Khobler's work. You might be wondering, where in the world is that? That is near Upington, 1 hour's drive, 120 kilometers away. I was there last week, and this week they saw the moon, mashallah, confirmed by Majlis ul-Ulama and various other ulama bodies, and we accept that. It's sufficient for us. So alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So that is my message regarding the moon. And we should all now make dua that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala spares us for the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, in that way there we move forward. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala accept us for his deen. Jee Maulana, let's fire up with the questions inshallah.
Jazakumullah khairan Ustad. 8 minutes after five, I was just going about to ask Ustad the question regarding the moon. So to all the listeners here in Bradford, I've got Leicester, I've got Blackburn, I've got Maputo, I've got Benoni, I've got Actonville. Yes, we've got New Zealand as well. Mufti Sahab gave you the answer regarding that today is the 1st of Rajab, 1440. I had about 16 questions. Ustad, let's go to the questions. Somebody is asking from Port Chepstone. Regarding zakat, can it be given throughout the year, Ustad? Zakat?
Before I respond to that, Maulana, when I came back last night, remember we in Mauritius are 2 hours ahead of you.
Uh-huh.
So I said all these people are asking me questions. So 1 o'clock Mauritius time, right till 2:30 at night. Last night I was busy sending out messages. That yes, the moon is sighted, we have confirmation in ulama in whom we have 100% confidence in, and remember that is good enough for us. So yes, it is the 1st of Rajab, and that is our decision which we stand by, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And once again I say, Maulana Masood Parker and 2 other brothers, 3 of them saw the moon, and no one from Uqsa contacted him last night or till now. I just received the message from him now 5 minutes ago, and he said that no one contacted him from Uqsa last night or this morning. So therefore we need to put the record straight as well. Nevertheless, yes, regarding zakat, remember first thing that zakat works with the lunar calendar, Muharram to Muharram, Ramadan to Ramadan, Shawwal to Shawwal, and in that way there we pay 2.5% zakat. And remember, you can pay it lump sum, or you can pay it in installments, daily, weekly, monthly, whatever is easy for you. And remember, zakat must be given to poor Muslims only. And Almighty Allah has mentioned 8 categories, and in Surah 9 verse 60, Almighty Allah has enshrined and mentioned those categories. And there is ijma and consensus among the 4 schools, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanafis, the Hanbalis. It must be given to poor Muslims only, not non-Muslims.
Ustad, let us go to Brother Hamad. Buta Hamad is asking that Mufti Sahab, we always follow and listen to your beautiful program. Could please Mufti Sahab just send us the proof that today is the 1st of Rajab, because here in Cape Town, they're all telling us it's not the 1st of Rajab. Ustad, if maybe Ustad could send it on my WhatsApp, and I'll send it to all the listeners, inshallah.
I just sent it to him, Maulana, the message I typed out last night.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah, Friday, 8th of March, 2019 is the 1st of Rajab. They saw the moon there and Khobler's warp was da Nabi Kimberley Mebuta. And remember, to Maulana and 2 other Buddhas, they saw the moon there. So that is evidence for us, and the Majlis ul-Ulama of PE and them accepted it, and we have 100% confidence in them, and we also announce it that yes, today is the 1st of Rajab. Those who are halalizing the haram chickens, we don't accept their word. And where they got a president who's a murtad, we don't accept them.
Ustad, we go to Australia, all the way in from Sydney. The listener says, Honorable Mufti Sahab, Juma Mubarak, I am single, only have a mother, 4 brothers, and 1 sister. How do I make up my Sharia will? This is from Sydney, Ustad.
Just repeat the age again so we don't make a mistake that the brother has his mother and he has four brothers and one sister.
Gee, Ustad, only have a mother, four brothers and one sister, Ustad.
They don't speak about whether they have a wife or a husband. Okay, anyway, so in a case like that, the mother will inherit 1/6. The mother will inherit 1/6 if you pass away today. This example, obviously, but Jummah it is and first Rajab. Secondly, remember, then the remainder, if there are four brothers and one sister, then the remainder you will make 9 shares. So first you will give 1/6 to your biological mother, meaning the heirs will do that, the executor, and thereafter 9 shares. So the 9 shares, 8 shares will go to the four brothers, 2, 2, 2, 2 each, and 1 share will go to the sister. So this is how the estate will be winded up. After the burial, funeral expenses, after the deaths of the deceased, after, remember, the wasiya has been given, wasiya is for non-heirs, and maximum amount is 1/3, and then comes the shares of the heirs.
Ustad, the brother from Sydney says he was married, a wife passed away, now he's married the second time, and he's got one son. Ustad, regarding the same question.
Oh, you see, so now the whole permutation, everything will change now. Mm. Whenever you'll ask regarding inheritance, you must say the question properly, pose the question, otherwise you will make a lot of mix-up and confusion. So you have a wife, so your wife will inherit 12.5%. And then you have a mother, so your mother will inherit 1/6. So that 12.5%, and then your mother, that 1/6, almost 29-30%. And then the remainder will go to your beloved son, your siblings, your brothers, sisters, all of them deprived. Who deprives them? Your beloved son. If you want, you could bequeath for them and make wasiya up to 1/3. So once more, your wife, 12.5%, your mother, 1/6, and remember, your son, the residue and remainder, and brothers, sisters, 0 for them. The son is a hajib, he deprives them, and they receive nothing.
Jazakumullah khairan, Ustad. Ustad, quickly just muff again on the same question. Brother Umar, he's his name from Sydney, he's asking what happens to the first wife that passed away? Nothing for that, Ustad?
She's gone, she's history, brother. You must carry on with the geography now.
All right,
make
Ustad.
Dua for her.
Ameen.
So remember that. At 10 months, a duet is another month's a bruit, brother. So when she passed away, so now you inherited and her parents or her family inherited. So she's finished now. You make dua for her. Which Ameen. Dua are you going to make for your first wife, brother? Surah 59, verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَالْإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us, forgive our brothers and sisters who passed away before us with Iman. So that is what we are told to do and mentioned in the noble Quran. So may Almighty Allah grant your wife Jannatul Firdaus, and now you live happily ever after with this current wife.
Ameen.
And read
Ameen.
Surah 25, verse 74. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ.
Ustad, let us go to Lakefield, and this is, of course, Sister Natasha and Brother Marvin. I see, mashallah, every morning, I think they're learning a lot from you, Ustad. They want to know that, why do y'all Muslims follow the Islamic calendar? We can't understand. What's wrong with the English calendar? Sister Natasha and Brother Marvin, Ustad from Lakefield.
Okay, wonderful question, my sister Natasha, my brother Marvin. I love your questions, and I'm in Mauritius. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the time now is going for 7:15, and South Africa is 5:15. Okay, brother Natasha, I know you're an English teacher, that's what you'll send the message. I know you, brother Marvin, you are an attorney, all right? And I take it that you follow the Christian faith. Now, we need to be honest. When we discuss any issue, we need to be honest, Marvin. Right. Now, you celebrate Christmas, you celebrate New Year. So every year you are now 60, 70 years old, because I could recollect you're saying you're married for 58 years. So must be you in your 70s, 65, 70, around there. So you know that every year you are celebrating Christmas on the 21st of December, and in South Africa it is summer. And you are celebrating New Year on the 1st of January, Nibayar, and that is in summer. Now my brother Marvin, I don't know if you traveled, but I was in America, I was in Canada, in the year 2000, and it was the 1st of January 2001. I was at the Niagara Falls, and I was 25th December in America, and it was minus 12, minus 15, minus 18. So you see what happens, that you are celebrating your entire life, your Christmas and your New Year in summer. But your brethren there in America, in Canada, they cannot even come out of their houses because of the bitter cold. I was at Niagara Falls on the 1st of January, January 2001, minus 18, because I just wanted to show my wife. I already saw it before that. We just stood there 1-2 minutes and then ran away with my cousin who picked us up, and remember that it was so cold. Now look at and juxtapose, Brother Marvin, you are an attorney. To appreciate things, we have to juxtapose it and compare it. I'm sure you heard about the Ramadan fasting. You heard about the Eid. You heard about the pilgrimage to Mecca. So we follow the lunar calendar. So Marvin, our fasting sometimes in winter is just 12 hours, and in summer is 14, 15, 16 hours. Or if you go to the UK, I was there, and in midsummer we were keeping fast for 20, more than 20 hours as well. And in winter, if you go to UK, then it is 10 hours, 9 hours, and so forth. So we have a system, Marvin, that people in their life, they experience fasting, the Eid, our festival that we celebrate in summer, in winter, in different seasons. So this is the justice of Almighty Allah. We're experiencing the happy occasions like Eid and fasting in the long days of summer or the short days of winter. And you, your whole life, you do not know what is Christmas or New Year during winter. And the brothers, sisters in America, Canada, do not know what it is in summer. So Marvin, let us be fair and objective. Which is a fairer system, a better system, the lunar calendar or the solar calendar? Mm. That is your Gregorian calendar, January, February, March, and so forth. So one point. So the Islamic system is much more just compared to the Gregorian calendar. Marvin, you studied Latin. So remember when you studied Latin, so September, Sept means 7, October, Oct means 8, November, Nov means 9, December, Des means 10. Mm. So it shows your new year started on the 1st of March. That is how September is 7th month, October is 8th month, November is 9th month, December is 10th month. So it shows that your months and your dates are not corresponding nowadays. Because December you're saying 12, and November you're saying 11th month, October you're saying the 10th month, so you must remember, but the term that is used in Latin and the name are not corresponding. So there's a huge inconsistency. Next one. Remember when you study the Gregorian calendar, some months you have 28 days, some months you have 29 days, some months you have 30, some months you have 31. So Marvin, that poor guy, was born on the 29th of February, the leap year. So when will his birthday come, Mr. Marvin, my dear attorney? When will it come, my sister Natasha? You need to ask your English students this question. That which system is better? You have one system. You don't have to tell them initially it's Islam. But it rotates and gives everybody a fair chance to fast during the long days and the short days of winter, long days of summer. And you have another system where they only whole life only celebrate it in summer or entire life in winter, which is a fairer justice system. Then the inconsistencies that the poor guy was born on the 29th of February, and when will he celebrate his birthday after every 4 years? So you see, Marvin, so we have a simple calendar. Minimum days 29, maximum days 30, and we have the lunar calendar, and Surah chapter 9 verse 36 teaches us, our calendar was 12 months from the time Almighty Allah, the Supreme Being, created this universe. So from that time already, 12 months were already sanctioned and already introduced by Almighty Allah. But when you look at your calendar, the Julian calendar, 10 months, then you come to the Gregorian calendar. So January, February, if you know January is after Janus. Janus is an idol. So Pope Gregory came and they had to cook up all these things there to make the calendar work. So it shows it is not so rosy, Brother Marvin, as it seems, and there are plenty inconsistencies, and the name also does not correspond. And look at ours from time immemorial, and that is our calendar, the Islamic calendar. Everything of Islam, Brother Marvin, Sister Natasha, is natural and according to nature. Fitrat Allah illati fatara an-nas alayha. So if you want to study our Islamic calendar, chapter 9, verse 36.
Subhanallah. 22 minutes after 5 Central African time, Sister Natasha said that definitely she would love to pose that question to her students. Which system is better? And she says, lol. Mufti Saab. Inshallah. Okay, Ustad, let's go to the next question. It says here, this is from Abu Dhabi. If a person passes away, can the family read for the deceased if the ghusl has not been completed? From Abu Dhabi, Ustad.
Yes, 100%. You must remember, once a person passes away, and whether you are in that same town or country or in another country, and you start reading, all that is permissible in Islam. There's no problem. Ma'akil bin Yasar radiallahu ta'ala is the reporter. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum, read Surah 36, Surah Yasin for your deceased. And the hadith is mentioned in Mustafa Ahmad, in Abu Dawood, in Ibn Majah. Yes, what is prohibited in Islam? The room in which the deceased is. And as yet the ghusl, the bathing has not been done. So in that room you should not be reading. But any other room, any other country, any other place you read, totally permissible. No problem with that. You will see on our social media, they will say so and so brother or sister passed away. Read Qul Wallahu Ahad. So we read some Quranic verses, whether we know the person or not, and you can see that sometime it happens straight after the person, immediately after the person passed away, the ghusl is not given. So we read it. It's totally permissible. No problem with that.
Ustad, one more question. I'm actually smiling. This is from World Bank. Muftisa, please advise if there is any significance if the cat cries. We always hear our cat crying. Is this bad news or bad luck? I keep on telling my wife, maybe the cat is pregnant. Ustad, from World Bank.
Did I hear you correctly, Maulana Arafat bin Ibrahim Atia? Did you say you also crying?
No.
You said the cat is crying.
See, the cat is crying. The question is...
I thought you say you crying.
No.
Okay, fine.
Ustad.
So no, because I know you always in a happy mood, Maulana. So, mashallah, Allah keep you happy. Adhaka Allahu sinna.
Ameen.
So now, mashallah, 3 questions to keep cats, kittens in the house, totally permissible as pets. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said they jumping around here and there on the carpets, on the sofa, and where have you... So whatever they had in the time of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innaha laysat bi najisin, that the cat, the kittens are not impure, they are not napak, so they are clean and pure. And innama hiya min at-tawafina alaykum wa at-tawafat, and remember they are making tawaf. So therefore we will say the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, so all that is fine. In Islam we do not believe in superstition, we do not believe in bad luck. It is an article of faith. Wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah. Good, bad, happy, sad, all comes from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Your cat is crying. Maybe you didn't give it enough milk, my brother. So you must feed it, look after it. Inna Allah katab al ihsan ala kulli shayin. Caress it and then it will stop crying. So remember, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Jalla Wala has prescribed that we do good to every creation of all, Mighty Allah Jalla Wala. So whether it be human beings or whether it be animals, the hadith in Abu Dawood. So therefore, remember that whether it's pregnant or not, we can't say that. Maulana Arafat is not a doctor and I'm not a vet or a witch doctor. We are just ordinary mortals. So that you have to take to the vet and they will tell you whether it's pregnant or not.
Ustad, I'm going to go just for the final question. I have to leave you there because, of course, we need to continue with our program, Safinatu ila al-Jannah. The brother says here, Honorable Mufti Saab, Mulana Arafat was busy speaking on the verse, Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. So he was touching on parents this morning on his program. Mufti Saab, my parents always ill-treated me, my mother and my father. Now my mother, she's late, she has passed away. Can I also ill-treat my father and my mother the way they ill-treated me? Ustad, this is a listen, anonymous.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has taught us that we should be making dua and praying and begging and beseeching Almighty Allah for our beloved parents. Chapter 17, verse 24, Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. All of you whose parents are alive, so you should be reading this dua. Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Oh, my beloved Allah, have mercy on my parents as they nurtured me, trained me, brought me up whilst I was a baby. If our parents have passed on, they left this world with Iman and Islam, then we read Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my parents, they treated me badly. They ill-treated me. The Master alayhi salam said, son, you and daughter, you must treat your parents well. Wa in zulama, wa in zulama, wa in zulama. Thrice the Master alayhi salam repeated and said, even if they did wrong to you, they oppressed you, they transgressed your rights, you as a loving son, loving daughter, you must forgive them and make dua for them. Your father is alive, brother. He's old and you are strong. You must go. Forgive him, massage his feet, take his du'as, kiss his hands, and see what will happen in your life, my brother. And if any son, any daughter, any grandchild goes and ill-treat the parents, grandparents, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu zambin insha'a fa'anhu wa insha'a zabahu. It is the prerogative of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Either Allah forgives him or punishes a person when he or she commits sin. Illa uquq al-walidain. Except when we are disobedient, disrespectful, and we are making zulam and oppressing our parents, that Allah, what will he do? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعَجِّلُ عُقُوبَتَهُ لِصَاحِبِهِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Almighty Allah will unleash the punishment in this worldly life before death overtakes them. And remember, this hadith is in Bayhaqi and Mishkat Sharif. Brother, sister, if you want barakat, rahmat, then go to your father. Say, father, although some things you did I don't agree, but I still love you. Kiss his hand, embrace him, and tell him, father, I ask you for one. Make dua for me. You have to make his heart melt and take a gift for him. And you want to ill-treat him? Remember, you will then, you do so at your own peril. And the consequences, my brother, will be very, very severe. Yes, today is the first of Rajab in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, South Africa, and most countries in the world. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We leave you and we read the dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban, wa balighna Ramadan. Allahu Akbar, hilal khairin wa rushdin. Now, Mawlana, we speak to you Monday from Cape Town, inshallah. Today we spoke to you from Mauritius. Monday from Kapstar. Today my Jummah program in the Markazi Masjid where Qari Salim Sidat is. And after Isha tonight in QP. So they spell it Q-pipe, but they say QP. So anyway, that's after Isha, inshallah. And then Sunday, inshallah, four programs. First one after Fajr, inshallah. And that will be in the Waterloo Masjid where my student is, Maulana Farooq Rylands. And then, inshallah, 11 to 1, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Riza al-Haq Sahab, our beloved Sheikh and Ustad, and Maulana Ihsan Fortune, my student also, and myself will be there, Masjid al-Fat. And then inshallah 2 to 4 will be Q&A. And then inshallah in Masjid al-Sabr, Mona Dawood Simpson. Mona Dawood is in Parkwood, not in Bollywood and Robin Hood, but in Parkwood. So inshallah after Maghrib the program will take place. Inshallah it will be live on Radio Al-Ansar, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba. Inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. Who are the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah? And today Jummah will be rendered by Sheikh Faisal al-Ghazawi in Makkah Mukarramah, and inshallah in Medina Munawwara by Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Qasim. Maulana Khalid Yaqub will translate the khutbah inshallah. Barakallahu feek, Maulana, tell the entire team to announce today is 1st of Rajab 1440. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. I see we got, Ustad, we got a new listener. Ustad, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Maulana.
I see we got a new listener, mashallah. So let me just tell you, the listener's name is Abdullah from Bosnia. So I don't know if Ustad has been to Bosnia or not. We've got a new listener, mashallah, Abdullah. So I just wanted to bring it to your notice. Gee, Ustad.
MashaAllah, I got a student there. Dean is his name. So I have to go and visit him still there in Bosnia. Brother Abdullah, welcome to the team.
Ameen.
Of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar. Inshallah, you listen to our program. Go visit our website, www.muftihkhosen.net and www.markazsahaba.com. And inshallah, you'll get all the information regarding us. Allah be with you, my brother. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 27 minutes to 6. I'm asking, please ask Mufti Saab about the date.